بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of Ism al-A'zam or Ism Allah al-Akbar, which is believed to be the greatest attribute or name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody knows what is this. It is believed some people knew it. Prophet Muhammad and the Ahlul Bayt knew it. And for today's discussion, first let's talk about the whatness of Ism al-A'zam. Or Ism Allah al-Akbar, what is it exactly?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, about the whatness of Ism al-A'zam, that what really Ism al-A'zam is, what we can say is that there is Ism al-A'zam.
Mm-hmm.
But what really it is, no one knows except for the prophets and a'imma alayhim salatu wa salam. Of course, in some of the riwayats, it's mentioned that Ism al-A'zam are like kind of words or names or titles used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it has, for example, 70 letters. Some of the anbiya knows some of these letters and some of knows the other letters, and no one knows the whole names, only some of the prophets and the Ahlul Bayt or the Awliyaullah. These are mentioned, or some says that Allah is the Ism al-A'zam. Some other, let's say, asma or titles used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are called as Ism al-A'zam.
Yes.
But we really know, no one knows that what really Ism al-A'zam is. But we just, the thing that we know is it's a kind of name or attribute that can be ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Yes.
So as you said, there is an inner nature to Ism al-A'zam and outer nature. The outer manifestation will be some wordings or words, but the inner one is the true, we can say, and the hidden content of Ism al-A'zam. And what is the effect of whether knowing this title or ism or not, Shaykh?
You know, the very view, nice, let's say, idea and viewpoint in this regard is the idea of a late Allama Tabatabai Ridwanullah Ta'ala alayhi, Tafsir al-Mizan.
Yes.
He mentions a very nice viewpoint in this regard, saying that uttering some letters or, for example, words by our own voice, for example, if we just produce some voices and move, for example, our lips and produce some letters, if you say that this kind of things would have effect on the nature, on the world, it can change each and everything, he says that it is unbelievable. It cannot be justified, you know? It seems not to be. Because this kind of things that I make by my own mouth, it is based on my own irada, my own will.
Mm-hmm.
How can my will can have that kind of effect on the whole universe?
Mm-hmm.
If something has such an effect in the universe, it should be by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by the will of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And even sometimes, for example, there are, for example, wrongdoers, sinful people. If they know, for example, some words or letters, if they utter those words and letters, it should have those kind of effects in the universe. Of course, it is not logical, it's not rational. That is why, according to these scholars, they say that Ism al-A'zam, it means that, for example, suppose that One of the Asma'ul A'zam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, for example, mercifulness or kindness. Yeah? So what does it mean? It means that you, as a great servant, as a good servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should also try in your life, in the whole life, try your best to be merciful, to be kind. Yeah?
Yes.
Or, for example, one of the Asma'ullah is to be forgiving, to be to forgive, for example, the, what is that?
To be ghaffar, to be kareem. Ghaffar,
to kareem, be, of course,
yes,
generous.
Rahim, that's right.
So then in the whole life, you try to be generous. You try to be forgiving all, for example, the people who do something. Forgiver, yeah, should be forgiver. So then, or for example, one of the Asma'ullah is mutahhar. So you should be always try. You should always try yourself to be what? Pure, to be purified, to purify yourself from anything wrong. Then the more you purify your soul, the more you become generous, the more you become merciful and kind to the people, the more you become, let's say, careful about your wrong deeds, the more you control yourself, the more you perfect your soul.
That's right.
And then by this soul, which is purified, which becomes mutahhar, when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you pray, of course, you might have some effects on something. Otherwise, for example, for the normal people, for particularly for the sinful people, it doesn't mean that by uttering some words, they could, for example, cause lots of changes or such things in the whole universe. It seems not to be acceptable. So that's why Asma'ullah, Asma'ul A'zam, if they manifest themselves in the life of a person, in the existence, in the nature of a person, then that person would become a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayatullah, would we say in Islamic terminology.
That's right.
Then of course, this sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have effect on the other things by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know? Because he's the good servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as though as the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا رَمَيْتْ إِذْ رَمَيْتْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَا. Because in the riwayat, we have this, that if a good servant of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become really, really true servant of God, then he become like a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this sign,
he has godly characters and features now in his
life. That is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
Then of course, even if these Asma'ul A'zam are like some words or letters, they themselves, without this kind of purification, without this kind of, let's say, true kind of essence or nature of man, of course it would not have any effect. Even if you know some letters and words.
That's right. There have been some people, for example, during the history of the religion, who were claimed to be knowing or to be aware of this. For example, Asif ibn Barkhiya, Bal'am Ba'ura, or for example, even Imam Ali alayhi salam, you know, so many other people who were close friends or close, we can say, companions of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. It very much, I think, knowing these titles and attributes very much depends on the religious capacity of the people too.
Yeah, it depends on your character, you know, that how kind of person you are. That's why if Ali alayhi salatu wasalam uttered those words, it would have effect. But not the other people, you know. This is the point.
This is, for example, like a statement that a president make, or for example,
or the normal people,
or the normal people make. It, do,
it
does
would not have any effect.
Any effect? That's all right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
So when we are talking about the Asma'ul A'zam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are we talking about the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it
for for Asma'ullah or Ismul A'zam, we have one is one name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the proper name, which is Allah.
Allah, yes.
The name Allah is the proper name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the rest of the things that we attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are like attributes, you know? They are like attributes that we ascribe to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be termed as proper name for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's all right.
As we have, for example, Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is mentioned in Riwayat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 beautiful names or Asma'ul Husna. This Asma'ul, though the word Asma is used for them, but they are the attributes of God.
That's all right. In a very beautiful poem by Shaykh al-Baha'i, you know, we read, چون شب قدر از همه مستور شد لاجرم از پای تا سر نور شد اسم اعظم چون که کس نشناسدش سروری بر کل اسما باشدش. In fact, because nobody or not so many people are aware or truly recognize اسم الاعظم, so سروری, it has supremacy, we can say, over all other masterships. Could it be also a symbol in terms of the Irfani look at Ism al-Azam? For example, there are some steps in order to get perfection, in order to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are knowing these letters A to Z, or for example, letters, or the, it's better to say, alphabets. Could it be the alphabets, Ism al-Azam? Could it be the alphabets of knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
It is mentioned that it has some letters, you know, it's like words which has some letters.
And no, I mean knowing them all of a sudden and in a given chance is not possible for a person. So steps must be taken, okay? So if you're gonna learn to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so letter by letter, you must get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Without that nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these kind of letters would not have any effect.
That's all right. Still there are so many, we can't say, guesses or conjectures about the ayat and azkar of which consist of Ismul A'zam. For example, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahu la ilaha illallahu wal hayyul qayyum, for example, or Allahu la ilaha illallahu wa rabbul arshul azim, Allahu la ilaha illallah wa ala Allahu falyatawakkal al mu'minun, or so many other we can say six ayahs of the first surah of Hadith, three last ayahs of surah Hash, or la ilaha illallah huwa al hayyul qayyum, we can say even who or huwa, we can say, are mentioned as Ism al-Azam. But as you said, it very much depends on who says, I mean who is echoing these words or these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And also it's not possible for the sinful people to know this name.
Or at least to repeat
the,
them.
The saint, or let's say the sacred, or the, let's say, heavenly kind of people can understand that.
Okay.
And they will not teach the other people these
things. That's right. These things. These are secrets. That's right. Thank you very much for nice elaboration regarding Ism al-Azam or Ism Allah al-Akbar. It was very kind of you, Shaykh Rouhani. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fi al-jannati nahran min labani aliyin wa husayni wa hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن
يدخل الجنة من غير حزان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن